from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Joining us now in his second year with the Cowboys on the On Time Experts hot seat, On Time Experts Air Conditioning and Plumbing, same day service guaranteed. It's wide receiver Brandon Cooks here on the Fan, and a good afternoon to you, sir. How you doing?
Good afternoon, fellas. It's always great to be able to come out and hang out, so good to see y'all.
Especially after a practice like that, seemed like you guys were in sync definitely today. How'd it feel out there?
It felt great. You know, second day of pass, first day obviously kind of get your feet wet a little bit. Second day you settle in, so you felt the competition, you felt the pass popping. But I think it was a great overall competitive day.
I mean, Dak was just lacing them in there, too.
Yeah, he was. I mean, that's what you do. That's what red zone is all about, right? Those windows get a little tighter, so you got to make those contested catches, those pinpoint throws, and I think today was a good example of that.
How are things different without CeeDee Lamb?
I mean, let's just be honest. CeeDee is one of the best receivers in the league for a reason, right? You know, but at the end of the day, you know, we out here grinding and understanding what he has going on. So we trying to better ourselves individually and as a team. And whenever he gets back, we know special things are going to happen.
Did your role change at all without having CeeDee here? You just kind of move up the pecking order?
No, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I think at the end of the day, it's just going out here, being able to get some of those reps that maybe you're usually not able to get because, you know, our guy 8A is going to get them. But to be able to show that, you know, all of us can do some things that we're not necessarily able to do all the time when he's out here. So I think it's a positive from that standpoint because you build that rapport with your quarterback. So I'll say I've had some opportunities to be able to do that and capitalize on that.
How are you feeling about the rest of the wide receiver room right now? Like Tolbert making plays. I know he's been your guy. You've kind of taken him under your wing, but Jalen Brooks as well.
Yeah, Billy Johnson.
Billy. Yeah, I think the whole receiver room, I think you've been seeing throughout camp, everyone making plays here and there. And like I said, from top to quote-unquote bottom, I don't like using that word, but guys are making plays, guys are showing up, and that's what it's all about. Training camp is competing.
How much more has there been added into the offense? How different is the offense than maybe it was this time last year?
You know, I think from the standpoint, we like to say, I think we're perfecting this offense. The second year in Coach McCarthy offense is more so now we perfecting it. And what I mean by that is just the little nuances, the little things that goes into a play as far as difference. I just would say we're perfecting it.
It's Brandon Cooks here with us on the Fan. Okay, so coming off the Green Bay game, are you the kind of guy that likes to stew with that and get mad about it and use it as motivation, or do you move on? How do you treat that?
I think you know, it's two things, obviously twofold. You got to move on from the aspect that last year is last year, but at the same time, you got to remember that because every single game, I feel like we got to treat it as a playoff game to be able to put our mindset, you know, blessed we get there, we got to go take care of business. We start that earlier, that mind frame earlier. So that's the only thing I would say. You use it as fuel in the offseason, but now it's a new year. Last year was last year. Let's keep it pushing.
The topic of culture came up a lot this offseason, and you've had success in a variety of different locations. You're going to year two now here. The Cowboys playoff disappointment, not obviously all on you, but it's been going on for 30 years. So have you noticed anything that is different that stands out when it comes to playing for the Cowboys versus playing anywhere else?
The biggest difference, I have to say, is we as players, we really got to do a great job of that cliche of tuning out the noise.
Yeah.
Right? That's just the truth. It's the most viewed franchise in the world, and that's a blessing. That's a great thing. You got to take that advantage of that. But at the same time, being able to learn how to tune out that noise and focus on the task at hand, not to believe your own press clippings, and stay focused on what we got in front of us.
What was the personal focus this offseason for you? Anything in terms of, I mean, you're looking lean, machine, you're still fast as can be out there. What was the dedication?
The dedication was just to make sure I come back and it doesn't look like I lost a step, right? And in my mind, it's like, come on early on in the season to be able to make plays, be a playmaker for this team, and not, be quote-unquote, the middle of the season or the end of the season. Like, let's come out, hit the ground running, and set that tone that we all coming at you.
How much time did you spend in the backyard?
You know, this year we did most of the throwing in Dallas, whether it be Salina or SMU,
okay,
and then obviously the Oregon trip in the summertime right before camp.
Yeah, is that a Lake Oswego?
Yeah, that's Lake Oswego, Westland, that little little bunch over there, but it was great because we had a bunch of the guys out, I think, about 20 guys. But to be able to have that, that field work, but at the same time, being able to build that camaramaderie off the field was special.
Was that your thing that you organized from the Northwest?
It was always Dak's thing that you organized, okay, but, he kind of leaned on me this year to be able to play a part in that, to take some off his shoulder. So, yes, we had it in Oregon because that's where I live in off season. So, you had guys staying at my house, guys staying at another house, and then we working out at Nike. So, it was kind of hand-in-hand with that.
Now, I lived in Portland for a while. I know how bad traffic can get. You tempted to take them up in the plane and just shoot over to the campus?
No, I know. That traffic is still bad, by the way. But for the most part, everything was relatively centered.
What kind of Northwest recreation do you like to do in the summer? Is it fishing? Is it mountain biking?
It's hiking. Hiking, just all the different waterfalls that you can jump into. I think the hiking, as you know, is unbeatable in the Northwest in the summertime.
How you feeling about the pack, too?
I'm still upset about that. I don't know how we get left out when we have some of the best, programs in what was the Pac-12, but, it is what it is.
Where would you like to see Oregon State go from here?
I just would have loved to see that it never got broken up.
Yeah.
That's first. Two, I think they're doing a smart job by keeping the name and then, see where it goes from there.
Brandon Cooks here with you on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, I don't want to stir anything up, but I thought, maybe you were a guy that would get more than 81, targets last year. Did that number seem low to you?
To be very honest with you, I didn't even realize how many targets I had until you just said that. For me, the competitive nature for me is like, of course, I want to be involved more because I know what I can do and to help our team win. But when you're winning and your target's low, I don't want to be a distraction, nor should you be a distraction, because at the end of the game, at the end of the day, the name of the game is win.
Yeah.
But the games that we lose or whatever the case may be, that's where in my mind, could I have helped more? But from my mindset, keep pushing. Let them see that you open. The ball's going to come, and when it does, just be ready when your number's called.
The professionalism, the positivity. I think when it's Brandon Cooks in those words, I mean, there's nobody better than you, man. I mean, so props for staying locked in like that. Did something click with the offense or for you in the second half of last year? It did seem like that production increased as the year went on.
I think it was just more about, once again, I think showing on tape that you open. And, Dak continued to build that rapport with me. Obviously, it was our first year. And building that trust from the quarterback to receiver is so huge. So I think that second half of the season, you started to see that and continue to build that through the season, the offseason. And hopefully we continue to pick up on that.
It's Brandon Cooks with us here on The Fan. What are you getting into out here? You playing a little video games? You playing any NCAA? What do you do out here?
I'm going to have to wait for the NCAA once we get back home. But honestly, the TV's off. I'm all about just going to practice, eat, recover, watch film. My family is out here just for a little bit. But even then, it's like, you love them. I love my kids. But camp is about locking in. So, you know, they took off and they went back home. I'll see you, you know, I'll see you at the end. Love them to death, but dad got to sacrifice some time.
Absolutely.
Right now.
You got to focus. So you're not, you don't get into the Olympics at all during the Olympic year.
When the track, when the sprints come on, I'll make sure I check it out.
That's, so next week, I think,
next week is
when we get that.
When we get that, yeah.
I like
but
that.
I like the swimming.
Yes.
I tell myself.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Like, man, that 50 meter freestyle, I don't know why I think this, but I think I can beat.
that's
I know they'll probably humble me, but I don't know. Like, if I can jump out farther than them to start off with and then get a head start, maybe that's my chance.
I mean, you have good reason to be optimistic. I doubt you lost many races. Yeah. Now, did you ever sprint against any of these guys, or how far did you take track?
Funny thing enough is Rye Benjamin. You know, I was fortunate enough to sprint in the summertime a couple of years ago. He's the 400-meter hurdler.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, he should win it. But to be able to sprint with those guys is like, okay, there's fast, and then there's just different speed and, like, the, how they make it look so effortless. So I was able to spend a summer with them at UCLA in the offseason one summer, and that was definitely humbling.
Would you still think you're the fastest guy on the team?
Yeah, which receiver's challenging you right now? I mean, Turpin, obviously.
Anybody talking about it? You know, but funny thing enough, we don't talk about it. It's just like one of those things that we all so confident in our own speed that if you ask, it's always going to be, oh, me, or, you know, that person going to say him. And that's what you love about it. But we won't be getting no races. I said this last year. I'm not racing.
Yeah. The last thing you want to do is pull a ham doing that. So I saw today, actually, it's recirculating the video of Andre Johnson and Cortland Finnegan getting after it.
Oh,
okay?
What a fight. Yeah. What a moment.
Now, today, we got our first training camp scuffle with rookie Kalen Carson, who I love. That dude's a dog. But for you, in your history of playing football, have you ever gone at it with a DB? Has there been anybody that you're like, man, I kind of wouldn't mind mixing it up a little bit?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it happens in camp all the time. And it's funny enough, you don't never know who it is. It's just tempers get high. You know, you get a little tired out there. You want to slow down practice a little bit, so let's fight. But that's what it's all about, right? As long as you're not out there being a fool and stupid about it, it's going to happen. It's a bunch of men that's, you know, compete for a job.
Definitely.
And you love to see it. I don't think anyone gets mad about it.
Have we had any rookies do some talent show stuff? Anybody impressing you? What did BB do? Because we had BB here. He was thinking about, did he do Hannah Montana? Did he do Party in the USA?
What was his song? I know he crushed it.
He crushed it?
He crushed it. Tyler Guy crushed it.
Did he?
What did he go with? Rick James. But this, so far, this might be the best rookie class I've seen just getting up there singing, not being shy about it.
All right, we got some pipes.
Yeah, we do.
I remember Overshone last year had some pipes.
Yeah.
He kind of shut it down a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's very good. Now, what is the rookie right now any hazing, any jobs that they're having to do?
We're that's not doing one any thing of that. I've been so fortunate and blessed when I was a rookie. So at least in my room, I passed that down. It's like the biggest thing is, you know, going to pick up food, you know, getting snacks for the room. That's about as far as we'd go in the receiving room and really the team. Like, we got so much to focus on. We need these guys. We'll play with them a little bit, but not to the aspect of the old days, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, how much has it changed? Like,
a lot.
Your training camp,
a lot,
man.
A lot. I mean, you talking about rookie hazing back then, you get your head shaved or woo, tied up to the goalpost. Ain't none of that going on no more.
Man, the good old days.
They don't even carry pads anymore, do they?
Helmets. No, I ain't seen no pads. Most guys want to keep it on.
Yeah. Is Micah trying to sumo wrestle everybody in the locker room? What's going on?
Micah can keep that in China. You know, we ain't doing none of that out there. Jaw strap slanging.
You've been keeping tabs with Gilly?
As we talk every day.
You guys are the besties, man. How's he doing?
He doing great. Just staying ready. We'll see where we go from there.
All right. You've been here now for one full season. I want to do some teammate superlatives, if that's okay with you.
All right.
Who would be, according to Brandon Cooks, the funniest guy on the team?
T. Billy? Yeah.
He seems like he's a personality
T.
guy.
Billy.
Okay, so it is a receiver. I was wondering, would it be a receiver?
Yep.
And he's showing out having a good camp.
All right, point receiver room.
Point for the receiver room.
Can he really go, or is he just making a name for himself in camp?
Billy? People forget.
Yeah.
T. Billy, what was it? I think it was a 5-game stretch.
With the Chargers.
He was averaging 50 yards a catch or something like that. He can go.
Right.
He can go. I really believe that.
That's a guy who can take the top off.
Yeah.
And it takes one to know one. And that's
no
Brandon
doubt.
Cooks right
no
there.
Doubt.
All right, Brandon, who is the biggest trash talker on the team?
Oh, we got to go with probably Micah or Jay Lou.
Okay, we
heard Jay Lou today.
Yeah, I heard about the
Jay Lou. I'm on Ross St. Brown.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. I heard about that.
All right, guy you'd most trust to babysit your kids.
Oh, Jalen Tolbert.
Oh, that was quick.
No question. I mean, low-key did it before in a sense. Like,
okay.
You know, he stayed at my house a couple times in Oregon, obviously for the receivership, but came out before. And there's no doubt a couple times. I done forgot, like, go ahead, JT. And I'm going, you know, to go run an errand or something
like that.
That's
awesome.
And there's no second guessing with that guy.
Do you remember what the age was of the kids, like when you got comfortable leaving them? Because I've got a 5-month-old daughter. I've not left her with anybody yet.
No, sir. Not that early.
Yeah.
my son is
sorry, Walt
getting
Jung.
Ready to be four. Our thing is I want to be able to explain a sentence.
Sure.
And so whenever he was able to articulate what was going on, we was good with that, but be honest with you, it's only been my mom or her mom, but
or Jalen Tolbert
or JT.
I'll have to get his number. He might have to babysit sometime.
Wise beyond his years, Jalen Tolbert. All right, who's the guy you'd least trust to babysit your kids?
I'm gonna go with that's a good one. I'm gonna have to go with Micah Parsons. He gets distracted too easy.
He'll have him on the podcast. Yeah. He'll have him cutting the
audio. Don't know what it is. Next thing you know, he on his podcast or something, and the kids out there in the backyard swimming.
kids are going to be podcasting sumo wrestlers after that babysitting and
shadow boxing in the background.
Yeah. All right, the teammate Brandon Cooks would most like to have his back in a bar fight.
Oh my gosh, Tyler Smith.
What a monster!
Strong as hell.
Dog. I might not have to fight.
I don't think you will.
I might not have to fight.
You probably won't.
Tyler
get him.
Smith.
Go, get him, Tyler.
No doubt.
Is he the guy on the team that impresses you most in the weight room? Who would be that guy?
In the weight room? I would have to say him. No doubt.
Now that maybe Tyron Smith is gone,
the
big man's left the room. Okay, the guy on the team that's most likely to invite teammates over for barbecue. Maybe a little cookout at the crib.
Dak.
That's Dak.
That's Dak.
I think he does it already all the time. Yeah.
Does he cook himself?
There's a video swirling around there that he on the grill or something like that. But it's probably been one of those moments like, hey, get a video of me on the grill, but not really doing that.
did you see his dance moves? That video
he was hitting it. He was hitting it. Like, little yes.
He was having fun.
Well, I was just going to ask you, who's your favorite guy on the team to make fun of, but maybe it's Dak.
Yeah, I'll give it to Dak because he can dish it, but he can also take it.
Okay, and then finally, did you know that Mike Zimmer was a bit of a Riz God?
Yes.
You knew that?
Yeah.
Okay.
that's known throughout the league.
Yeah, no, Zim,
everyone pretty much knows.
Zim is a dog, and he's Yeah, it's him, no doubt.
You ever give him a fist bump for that one? Just say, hey, I game respect game?
Just respect. You don't have to say what's going on, but attaboy. Respect, big guy.
If you could catch one pass from any NFL quarterback in history, not one that you've played with, mm-hmm. though. Who
Joe Montana.
Montana?
No
He's
question.
Your guy?
I mean, growing up a Niner fan, Joe Montana. Joe Montana, yep.
Troy Aikman second, of course.
Oh, yeah, I mean, no doubt. You
there
know,
you go.
Being here, yeah.
Stop
yes,
lock.
I'm just an honest man. No, I grew up riding my bike to UOP, watching, you know, those guys at training camp.
Dude, okay, I actually have a question for you. I don't know if we're going to get a chance to talk to Dak. I was going to give him this as a response, a canned quarterback answer for when he inevitably gets asked about the whereabouts of CeeDee Lamb during the holdout. Maybe you can pass this along to him. Whenever Dak gets asked about this, Dak should respond, I don't know exactly where he is right now. I just know he's open.
That's a good one. I'm going to give it to
he's
him.
Open.
I'm going to give it to him. So if you hear it on his next interview...
We can thank
you. That's
B
all
Cooks.
You. No, not me. Not me.
That's all you. On the On Time Experts Air Conditioning and Plumbing Hot Seat, Brandon Cooks, thank you so much for joining us on The Fan.
Appreciate it, Sean.
Salute. An absolute A-plus there from Brandon Cooks.
Wow.
Man, so many great moments in that interview. So salute to him. Maybe that is a sign of things to come this season with Brandon Cooks. I do understand he's amongst the finalists to join us in our Cowboys Weekly interview segment.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.